We're beginning the Chafetz Chaim. Ordinarily, you have letters of approbation, what's called haskama. Different rabbis who gave letters of approval for the work. It's very often worthwhile to read that. We won't do that here tonight. We also have over here a hakdama, an introduction. So in Judaism, the books that are written very often, the classics, have important introductions. Sometimes the introduction is a work in its own right. Maimonides wrote an intro to Pirkei Avot. Maimonides wrote an intro to the, how do you translate Pirkei Avot? Ethics of our fathers. That intro is a philosophical work in its own right. Maimonides wrote an intro to the Mishnah. That intro is a work in its own right. Maimonides' intro to his Mishneh Torah, to that classic, is a work in its own right. We have many intros that are really they carry their own weight. And so it's important to take the time to read introductions and when you read Jewish works. So we'll begin with the introduction to the Chafetz Chaim on page Yud in these editions that we're using here. You guys have it? Okay. Hakdama, introduction. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed is Hashem, God of Israel, Asher Vdilanu Mikol Amim, that separated us from among the nations, V'natan Lanu Torato, and gave us His Torah, His guidebook. V'ichnisanu Le'Eretz HaKodesh, and brought us into the Holy Land. One second, how long are you guys here? How many people are here under a week? How many people are here under a month? So most of you have been here for a while, but some of you, it's like a big deal. You're here in Eretz Yisrael, and our grandfathers only dreamed about this. Okay? So God gave us the Torah, brought us into the land of Israel, Kadesh Nizkir Kehem Tkon Mitzvotav, so we will merit to fulfill all His commandments. V'chol Kavonato, and God's intent in giving us the mitzvot, Irak Letovatenu. It's for our benefit. So here, the Chafetz Chaim says something in passing, but it's really a big deal. Meaning this is a very interesting approach to mitzvot. When we think about the commandments, we're tempted to think of them as tedious. We're about to learn about how we have to control what we say. That seems tedious, right? We have to remember that the mitzvot were given for our own benefit. Through the mitzvos, we develop sensitivities, we refine ourselves, we become holy. Kamo shekatuv, as the verse says, Leman tizkuv v'asitem kol mitzvotav. We read this in Shema. You will remember and perform God's commandments. V'yitem kedoshim l'elokechem. And so you will be holy for Hashem. V'yeh b'yicholtenu lekabel tashpat tuvo. And then as we grow, as we are elevated, we can tap into His goodness. V'rov chasdo ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam haba. And all the kindness that God showers in this world and the world to come, as the verse says, כמו שכתוב, מה השם לוקח השואל מימך, כי אם, etc., לשמור מצוותיו ואת חוקותיו שאנוכים צווך היום, לטוב לך. It says, what does God want of you? He's asking you to be a God-fearing person, to be a decent human being, to fulfill the mitzvos, His commandments, His statutes that I'm commanding you, so that, the punchline is, it'll be good for you. So the Torah defines, I've given you all these commandments and it's in your interest to keep them. So Nachmanides over there says that that's pshat in the pasuk. So that's the first thought. The Chafetz Chaim began the book. He says, blessed is God who chose us, gave us His Torah, brought us into the land of Israel to fulfill His mitzvos, and the purpose of all that is for our own good. We have these commandments, it's in our interest to keep them. That's paragraph one. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, either later tonight or tomorrow.